was a crowd of mixed emotions that walked back to the room. But steadfastly we set all our minds to prayer, waiting together with his relatives and friends. Well above 100 of us there. Some of us he'd healed, some he'd raised up from the dead, some he'd called as he went walking past. We recounted all the stories with no detail left unturned, determined with a will to make it last. Outside in the street, the feast's cacophony began, as crowds from all across the world convened, flowing upwards to the temple with their first fruits in their hands, unaware of all that we had seen. Dawn turned into daylight just like all the days before, and again we lifted hands to God in prayer. Though no one had imagined what the morning held in store, still all of us felt something in the air. Then faint at first, we heard a sound that slowly grew to more, like a tempest far away upon the sea, building higher till it filled the house with a thunder and a roar, like an army's final shout of victory. And right there in the midst of us, from nothing burst a flame, and tongues of fire rose high into the air. Then separating settled down on each of us the same, and at once the sounds of praise were everywhere. But of joy inside me then was more than I could bear, like peace and laughter joined into a whole. 'Cause the power that came from Jesus that we'd felt for all these years was flowing deep and wide within my soul.